Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So hot you can't breathe, PH endures extreme heat. Extreme heat scorched the Philippines on Wednesday, forcing schools in some areas to suspend in-person classes and prompting warnings for people to limit the amount of time spent outdoors. The months of March, April and May are typically the hottest and driest in the archipelago nation, but conditions this year have been exacerbated by the El Niño weather phenomenon. "It's so hot you can't breathe," said Erlen Tumeran, 60, who works at a seaside resort in Cavite Province, south of Manila, where the heat index reached 47 degrees Celsius on Tuesday. "It's surprising our pools are still empty. You would expect people to come and take a swim, but it seems they're reluctant to leave their homes because of the heat." The heat index was expected to reach the danger level of 42 C or higher in at least 30 cities and municipalities on Wednesday, the state weather forecaster said. The heat index measures what a temperature feels like, taking into account humidity. "There was a 50% chance of the heat intensifying in the coming days," said Anna Solis, chief climatologist at the State Weather Bureau. "We need to limit the time we spend outdoors, drink plenty of water, bring umbrellas and hats when going outdoors," Solis said. Solis said El Niño was the reason for the extreme heat affecting swathes of the country. Around half the country's provinces are officially in drought. The northern municipality of Apari endured a heat index of 48 C on Tuesday, the highest in the country, and was expected to hit 45 C on Wednesday. The actual maximum air temperature was 36.4 C on Tuesday, with 35 C forecast for Wednesday. "It's really hot here," Eric Vista of the Municipal Disaster Agency told Agence France-Presse. Vista said a rain shower on Tuesday night offered some temporary relief, but it was back to being super hot on Wednesday. Sweltering temperatures in the capital Manila forced many schools to switch to remote learning. The heat index reached 45 C on Tuesday and was expected to hit 44 C on Wednesday. Tuesday's actual high in the city was 37.1 C. In Dagupan City, north of Manila, university employee Eds Altero said she and her colleagues no longer went out for lunch because of the heat. "The heat index there reached 47 C on Tuesday. We get somebody to buy food, and we eat inside the office," Alteros, 27, said. "The air conditioning is set at 14 to 18 C during the hottest part of the day, but we ease up at other times to prevent the aircon breaking down." Global temperatures hit record highs last year, and the United Nations Weather and Climate Agency said Tuesday that Asia was warming at a particularly rapid pace. The Philippines ranks among the countries most vulnerable to the impacts of climate change.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.